now to introduce you to the Bioptron colour therapy, and colour therapy is the wrong term. It's misleading. Primrose and I, we had the wonderful opportunity. It must be about a year and a half, if not 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Three
years ago. Doesn't time fly when you're having fun? 3 years ago, we first met up, and I was presenting it to a group of colour therapists. And it was very difficult for them to take on board some of what I was saying, because what had happened is we'd established it as colour therapy, and they were coming along to learn about colour therapy. And what was happening was I wasn't talking about colour therapy. I was taking colour as one element, but I was also, as I mentioned earlier, taking the therapeutic triangle. And this is what this model is based upon, the therapeutic triangle of bioinformation and essential essences and plant extracts. And so the Institute of Bioinformation, they produced a model for Bioptron, which is based upon three pillars, or I like to think of it as a triangle, a therapeutic triangle. Let's examine some of the details. Next slide, please, Roger. Life spectra, colour, essences, bioinformation. The actual Bioptron colour therapy system is for somebody at home who knows initially very little about colour therapy, but is expressing an interest, perhaps is already using the device for the treatment of sores or medical conditions, but to begin to prompt them to go one step further and explore the potential of colour therapy. And so the three pillars are light and colour, the primary and complementary colours, only six colours, and again colour therapists, because they are skilled practitioners, can move beyond those six colours and start to use various colour combinations. But also, you see, because they're practitioners, they can go actively into the process of diagnosis. So they can actually create a resonance. They can introduce colour, see how the person responds to that. And those responses will then dictate the next criteria of selection and how they will move through a whole therapeutic programme. If somebody is using this system in the home situation, they don't have those skills, that training, that experience. And so we have to keep the conceptual model very tight, very comfortable, and also make sure that it's not just effective, but also not potentially dangerous to them. So only the three primary and complementary colours are actually used. We then introduce bioinformation, and I should go through that in more detail with you. This is something that the Institute of Bioinformation have based their work upon. The last 15 years they have been researching this area. We'll look at it in more detail. And then the third point of that triangle, that therapeutic triangle, is here at the bottom, the plant essences and the plant fragrances. Could have the next slide, please. So in actual fact, the Bioptron colour therapy system is for the home use. They have two parts, and I have those down here. They have the colour lenses, the Bioptron compact, the essential essences, and also they have two books. One of them is the actual Bioptron colour therapy basics. It's an easy to read, easy to understand, interesting, fun exploration of holistic models, and introduces all of the three key elements of the therapeutic triangle. And we invite them to look through this. And as they're looking through it, we invite them to start thinking about what are the problems that are facing you? Why is it that you actually purchased or picked up the colour therapy system? And sometimes we're inviting them to start to go beyond the initial sets of symptoms that they may wish to treat, and to explore other aspects, good sleep, good health, and also sustaining their health by the use of the colour therapy model. But once they've got through that reading, they then move on to the actual Bioptron colour therapy treatment manual. And we'll look at that in more detail in a few minutes. Next slide, please. The Institute of Bioinformation, they focus all of their work around the idea of life resonance. Interventions and the responses are a key element to them understanding their therapeutic model. What happens is that they are actually treating, they are applying to the person, but also the whole system is very responsive to how the individual is shifting and changing, and this is the whole key to understanding some of the elements of bioinformation. But the concept of life resonance is what they have been developing over the last 15 years and applying at the Institute, which is based in Zurich. Rael Zer and Marianne Zeger are the two clinical directors, with a wealth of very diverse therapeutic experience in a number of areas besides colour and life spectra. countries. The basic rainbow effect. We know that colour operates not just at a physiological basis, but we also understand that colour, in every aspect, every day of our lives, operates at an emotional and spiritual level. And those are taking the colour element or colour component of the Bioptron colour therapy system, and we are working with the spiritual, we are working with the emotional, psychological, and we are also working with the physical. Next slide, please. The whole concept of bioinformation, when I first encountered it, was quite difficult to understand, and I'm going to have a reasonable stab at trying to explain it to you very briefly in the time allocated. But I'd also like to draw your attention to the fact that Roger Gill has put together a presentation stand for the Bioptron light therapy systems, and I will be available at stand to answer any more questions or to provide you with further information, literature, to focus on this, the area of the colour therapy. Bioinformation simply split into two parts. We know that bios is life, information is message, and so what we are dealing with in the application of bioinformation is living messages. The clearest and simplest way that I've been able to formulate some degree of understanding of what can be a very complex model based upon the area of quantum theory and quantum physics is the whole idea of the bioinformation as it operates within the Bioptron light treatment program, that it is a resonance, that the actual colour lenses and also the plant extracts and fragrances are also bioinformed. And we'll look at how that process is carried out in a few minutes. The bioinformation as the third part of the triangle is not a penetration. It does not impinge upon the person. It is not sinister. It is not like how I can recall in the early 70s subliminal advertising, how subliminal messages were tachistoscopically flashed before audiences in the cinema for Coca-Cola and hot dogs. It is not sinister. It is not impinging upon the organism. It is respecting. It is present. The bioinformation in the fragrances, the bioinformation which is included in the colour therapy lenses, is put present in front of the organism. And the bioinformation is programmed in such a way that is in complete, and it will continue to resonate in complete and perfect balance, the basic balanced life messages. The individual who is selecting a particular program is out of balance. At whatever different levels, they are out of balance. That is what brought them to making the choice to use that specific program. And as we apply the colour, as we use the fragrances, the bioinformation is present, so that as the whole energetic system is worked upon and it begins to move, it has a reference point, which is the bioinformation being present. So when it actually moves and the whole process is activated after the second or the third treatment, then the energetic part of the person and the bioinformation that is constantly present, at one point they will start to resonate. And it's a reference point. When this resonates with the bioinformation, the whole process, the therapeutic program, will now stop. It will not go any further. But we will invite the person, as they begin their treatment program, up to go beyond a third or a fourth or a fifth treatment, to actually carry out treatment programs for perhaps 2 weeks. So why are they being encouraged or instructed to go beyond that point where the bioinformation is now resonating with the energetic body and saying you are now in balance? Because the bioinformation then goes and works in another way. If somebody is out of balance, they're out of balance for a reason. The simplest example that I can give is stress. People get hooked and addicted to particular ways of behaving. They become hooked by pressures at work, expectations by their bosses. They obviously have to start examining what they have become addicted to that is making them so stressed, whether it's the working environment, running in their own home. There, obviously, they have to start thinking at level. But at an energetic level, the system has chronically gone out of balance. The bioinformation is present to show them when they are now energetically back in balance. but we have also to offer the person something more. And that is that the whole energetic and the physical body can now start to relearn, to readjust itself, almost as though we were working with a thermostat. So the program goes beyond achieving the energetic change and actually stabilizing. And now the bioinformation is there in the treatment program to keep reflecting back, almost at a vegetative level, for the body and the energetic body. This is the state that you're supposed to be in. Now we are retraining you to actually remain in that state. Does that make sense to you? Can you see that there are two very important essential ingredients? After the second treatment, or as in the case of Roger Kendall's, after the first treatment, it had its impact. Some people, when they actually use the colour therapy model or system, they will actually say, I can feel the shift happening. Yesterday I was lecturing to the Institute of Chartered Physiotherapists, and they had time within our workshop to actually use the colour therapy. And they're saying, God, I'm feeling it within 30 seconds. Okay? So why do we suggest within the programs that people go on for 2 weeks? Because they are then, once they've readjusted, they're entering the second part of the program, which is to restabilize, teach at that level, to experience it. Let's actually move on to the next slide. I'd like to actually now highlight the differences between the Bioptron light therapy system as it exists for medical treatment and also the colour therapy system. So the Bioptron light therapy system has polarised light, which is a crucial element of those biostimulatory effects that we are achieving in a medical setting. It is incoherent, an important characteristic about it. That's actually to do with the penetration of the light. It is full spectrum, from 400 nanometers through to about 780, 790, but it actually goes up to 2,000 nanometers. So because it goes to 2,000 nanometers, we realise that we're also benefiting from the low infrared spectral range as well. So 400 to 2,000 nanometers. The treatment in 1 minute is 40 milliwatts per square centimetre. The energy that goes in to the skin is actually 2.4 joules within 1 minute of treatment. There's also an element of oxyspray, and you can look at that in more detail. It relates specifically to the cosmetic, dermatological, and wound healing applications of bioptron light therapy. If we look at colour therapy, we see that it still shares the polarised light. One of the essential ingredients about bioinformation is that it can only be carried on very, very high quality carriers. The carriers that are used at the Institute is pure gold. It can only go on gold. It can't go on other forms of metal in that particular structure. It can go via. It can be carried on pure crystalline structures. Okay, and so when we're actually talking about bioinformation and light and being projected via light, then the polarized light is an element, because polarized light is a very stable form of light. The polarized light from the Bioptron light therapy devices is 95% polarized, and it's linear polarization. So that's a crucial element. $6, there's the bioinformation on the color lenses and also in the plant extracts, and there's the essential essences. It was fascinating when it came to putting together this model, because the company, which is also one of our companies, Intercosmetica, again in Switzerland, when it came to actually producing the plant extracts and essences, the Institute had to test everything for the elements of bioinformation. It took 10 months, and they rejected 15 times the level and purity of the cosmetics that Intercosmetica came up with. And 2 years ago, I had the opportunity to meet and talk with the general manager of Intercosmetica. And he said, Stephen, we had to keep on reformulating. There must be no artificial additives when you have bioinformation present. There must be no artificial essences. The preservation methods have to be very, very pure. In the end, after they rejected it the 14th time, he said, I didn't know where to look. And do you know what they did? They actually found a book dated 1909 from the Edwardian period, where they, of course, didn't have the sorts of preservatives we have now. And he started to work with about four elements or ingredients from this book, And then when we included that in the formulation and preparation, then we submitted it to the Institute. They put it through all of the tests to see how the bioinformation would function. He said that was the 16th time they went bingo. So it's very, very interesting. You can have a look and experiment with some of those essences yourself. Can we have the next slide, please, Roger? And again, focusing on those differences, bioptron light therapy. Yeah, it's a wide slide, isn't it? Bioptron light therapy, the medical applications of it, is directly applied to the affected region of the body using biostimulation, the visible incoherent polarized light, to exert an effect upon cells, tissues, nerve cells, and effectively stimulate regeneration. One of the important points, of course, is that light therapy doesn't cure anything. Bioptron light therapy doesn't cure anything. Low power laser doesn't cure anything. Light therapy doesn't cure anything. What light therapy does is it stimulates the greatest healer, the most wise healer, and that is the human body. In my initial introduction this afternoon, the human body is frighteningly vicious if you're a bacteria. It has incredible, complex cascade of mechanisms and systems within it to heal and to regenerate and to deal with toxins and to deal with bacteria and to deal with viruses. It's had how many millions of years to evolve for that exact self-same process? So what light therapy, whether it's low-power laser, whether it's bioptron light therapy, what light therapy is doing is it's biostimulating the mechanisms within the body. As the cell is out of balance because it's been trying to regenerate, you apply bioptron light therapy, it increases the uptake of oxygen, the intake of the important nutrients, it also increases the functioning of the cell membrane, which means that it can get rid of the waste products, which of course are very active when the cell is trying to heal itself. And so light therapy then helps the cell to rebalance. Okay, so that's a very important point. One of the other things that Professor Kira Samolova has now enabled us to understand with her 25 years of research, and nobody else in the world understood this, was that when we apply light therapy, whether say we have a dermatological problem here on the hand, therapy, the bioptron light therapy, in this way, not only are we biostimulating the cells here, but because of the very fine capillary network underneath the skin, blood is coursing past that site for the 4 minutes, the 6 minutes of treatment, the application of light therapy. And the blood is designed to pick up light energy, photon energy. And the research has now shown us that it's the hemoglobin that has certain elements about it that always picks up photon energy and also responds particularly to the deep red range. And of course, you know, you don't have to be a biologist to work out that in actual fact hemoglobin happens to be red. Isn't it fascinating how nature correlates itself? And as that blood picks up, perhaps during a treatment of only 4 minutes, perhaps you may actually treat, I don't know, because of the fine capillary surface, 3, 4, perhaps 5% of the whole circulating blood. And Kia, Professor Samolova's work and her research team have shown that if only 4% of the blood is photomodulated, as we call it, it has a mechanism that the blood that hasn't benefited from the photon energy, it transmits the photon energy to the unphotomodulated blood. And this happens within 1 minute. They can't pull the blood out of the body fast enough after phototherapeutic treatment to see when it's not photomodulated and when it becomes transferred. But I could give you another lecture on that. And as you can tell, I was explaining earlier, I'm a very quiet, shy, retiring sort of person, but I do have my moments. So let's go back to the colour therapy. The acupuncture points are the focus. We are not focusing on direct biostimulation, we are focusing on the energetic body here. And the colour therapy uses a number of elements to create both an energetic effect which translates into biological processes. So its focus is upon acupuncture, body meridians, foot reflex zones, and energy zones. Can we have the next slide? I think that just very quickly summarizes. You'll be, many of you I'm sure have investigated, if not practitioners of acupuncture, and this whole wide matrix, complex of interactive matrix of acupuncture points. Those are actually focused upon using the bioptron color therapy model. The next slide, please, Roger. And then we move into also the reflexology zones of the hands and the feet. This has also been incorporated into the model and is directly stimulated when we use the colour therapy system. And also the next slide, please, Roger, where we actually focus on the energy zones, the chakras. And again, during the break, we have a number of books that I mentioned to you earlier. Come and have a look through those, and it will begin to answer some of your questions and focus your understanding in that area. Next slide, please.